This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christmas blessings to you on this glorious fourth Sunday in Advent from the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. This time of year is filled with joy and excitement as we anticipate the coming of the Lord Jesus in our lives. So stay with us today as we join the Virgin Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, in praising God for His many blessings.
We open our service today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we come near to the day that we celebrate your birth, we pray that the Christmas message will have such an effect upon us that we will begin to understand in a better way the grace of God, the mercy of God, and how much He wants to save us. But also, O God, show us the necessity of Christ's coming. God did not give up His Son for nothing. God gave Him up to restore us into fellowship through the forgiveness of our sins, which comes in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Hear the Christmas Gospel as it is recorded in the second chapter of St. Luke, beginning with verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Thus ends the reading of the Christmas Gospel. Friends in Christ, there are many wonderful stories of Christmas and what was happening there beside the Christmas story itself. And I have chosen one of these as my text for this Sunday, just before Christmas. Joseph and Mary had not known one another in a sexual way. In other words, she was a virgin. And yet the angel had said to her she was going to have a child. There was a bit of a discussion about this, and finally Mary says, "Be it so, I am the Lord's servant." But when she got somewhat adjusted, I believe, she decided that she was going to go over and visit her cousin by the name of Elizabeth. Now, Mary was born and brought up in Nazareth, and Elizabeth was out in the Judean hills. So she got on her way and landed there to be the guest of Elizabeth for a period of time. When Elizabeth saw Mary, she was simply amazed. And she asked this question that is a part of our text today. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary coming, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." "But," asked Elizabeth, "why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" In other words, she is saying an awful lot here, that this child who is to be born of Mary was not an ordinary child. He was the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And now this Elizabeth entertained her. How could the Mother of God come to be with me? Why am I so blessed? When you stop and think of it, friend, it is a pretty good question to ask during the Christmas holidays. It's a pretty good question to ask any time. Why am I so favored, if I am a Christian, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? I hope that during this Christmas season you will ask that as an individual and as a family gathered around the tree. Let's talk about some of the things that we have been favored with. For example, according to the Bible, and I think according to our experience, we realize that we are sinners. Outside of Jesus Christ, with our sin, we are lost. God can have nothing to do with sin. And as a result of that, we need forgiveness, and the only one who can give us the forgiveness of our sin is Jesus himself. Aren't we blessed to know that those sins are forgiven? Aren't we blessed to know that in Jesus Christ, that babe of Bethlehem's manger, the guilt has been taken away? No longer do I have to deny my wrongs. Oh, I didn't do this, or I didn't mean to do this, or this is why I did this. No, just confess them. This which I did was wrong. It may cost me something while I walk here among men, but it is wrong in the eyes of God. Or we have another fancy way of dealing with our sins. We can project them. They would never have happened if this were not the circumstance. Trying to get rid of the sins some other way. But Jesus Christ had come to take our sins upon him. and in him we are saved. Sin, while we hate it and seek to fight against it to be more Christ-like, has been taken away not through our works, but by God's grace in the sending of his Son to Bethlehem's manger. How else have we been blessed? When you stop and think of it, friend, the Christmas gospel gives us the purpose for life. We ask, what is my purpose of being here? It is often said, well, I have a family to raise, and that's going to come up in a minute. I have a job to do. That's why I'm here. No matter how important those jobs are, we are primarily here. The purpose of our life is to serve God. So when you look down into that manger at Bethlehem, you find not only a babe who is going to grow up and take my sins away through his vicarious suffering and death, but he has called me to serve him. He is not only to be my Savior, he is to be my Lord. And when I understand that's my purpose for living, other things fall into place. We will be the best workmen we can be. There's no question about that. We will have other purposes that are very, very important in life. But the underlying purpose is to sing praises to God, Savior, and Lord. Anything else that we may say, how come I could be blessed in such a way? Well, our lists will begin to divide here, and some will say one thing and others will say another thing. So this is my list, my family, my Christian family. That is my wife and my children and my in-laws. That for 65 years I have been favored to live with a God-fearing, Christ-loving wife. We have shared all kinds of things together. In our devotional life, we have prayed together. We have prayed for our children. We have been favored. And we continue to be so. We are favored with good, God-fearing children. Children who introduced their little ones to the Lord Jesus, brought them, told them the stories of the Christian gospel, read them Bible history so that they would know a little bit more about how the background was in the day of Jesus. We are now going to assemble again. Unbelievable that we have grown in years. Well, we could easily be at home with the Lord. But we'll have a Christmas at our house. And after we have had that great meal, before we pass out our gifts, there will be the Christian Christmas devotion. An unbeliever may be in the group. It is an opportunity for you and me, in this case, to share why we have to take time out for Jesus. For he is the reason of the season. He is the one who gives us the promise of eternal life. And then we have a right to say to the unbeliever in the group, kindly, nicely, and if you want it, if you want that Savior, he wants to be with you. In other words, this can be the time when you say, Jesus, I've heard it enough. I've seen it enough. Now come into my life and come in to stay and make me grow in my relationship with you. Isn't that a blessed experience when you can have something like that happen? Where else am I blessed? I am blessed in being a part of the family of God, going far beyond our own little family, going beyond the extended family, going beyond the family that I have in the United States of America, and going on throughout the world. That wherever I went in this world and I met a committed Christian, I would be in the presence of my brother and sister, for they too celebrated Christmas, and they too went to the cross of Calvary, and they too had the forgiveness of sins and the extension of this blessed truth to the far corners of the earth. These blessings are offered to anyone. It was Jesus who said that he wanted all to be saved. For God so loved the world that he has given his only begotten Son. And while we're here, just a little bit of that taste, the church, where I can go to my friends. They may not be the closest people that you have been with, but there's an openness there. And you say to them, I need some help. Can you help me? I am beginning to have a doubt as to the goodness of God. How can it be that my child was taken away? How can it be that this child would be such a blessing to us, and now we don't have him anymore? Can you help us? So you see, summarizing them all, it's pretty true that we are blessed people because of this Christmas gospel. Why? Because we go to church and try to do some good things? No. That's right. We should do that. But more than that, we have been blessed by God's mercy and by God's grace. And that's the answer to our question. Why do I receive so many blessings? Because Christ came to live in us. Amen. Lord Jesus, whose birth we celebrate these days. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being humiliated, because that's what men in those days and many today think about you. But empower those of us who trust you, Lord Jesus, to be faithful to you to the very end, that you may be the one who brings purpose to our life, that you may be the one who really directs us and leads us and guides us. O Lord, we pray today for those who do not know you. We pray that they may hear that voice, be it in a church, over the radio, wherever, with family. Make them inquisitive about why all of this, and then grant that we who are not inquisitive any longer, for we have experienced what Christ can do in our lives, will, O God, be able to tell them. Lord, we thank you that you can also surround your love and your mercy with those who have special cares, special concerns, special members of their close family who do not know you. Grant that they may have a chance to be with those who are sick, those who have just lost a loved one. That open place, O God, in the family that used to be filled, but now he or she is gone. We entrust him into your care. And now may the God, Lord, who has come into this world, bless and keep us, both now and forevermore. For it is in his name, Jesus the Christ, the God incarnate, that we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has offered you inspiration as we praise God for the blessings of the Babe of Bethlehem's manger, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry supported entirely by the generosity of our listening family. As the year comes to a close, we remind you that your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. We thank you for your prayers as well as your financial support during this holiday season. Your gifts enable Christian Crusaders to continue broadcasting these gospel messages into the new year. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, call 277-0924. Today's message is also available to be read or heard on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. We are thankful you chose to worship with us this day and invite you to join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 50 years. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936. May God bless you with a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.